Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Tonight we're starting the program with the US election and the impact of a Trump presidency on the global and South African market. And I'm in conversation now with Fahima Adia, who is Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. And Fahima, first of all then, how important is this outcome for global markets and ours as well?
Yes, so it has been quite important for markets, Jeremy, given the different policy outcomes between him and Harris. But I do think the market was expecting a Trump win earlier this week. We are seeing both the US and European markets up higher on the back of this. In general, there will be different economic outcomes now that Trump has won. He obviously has a bigger focus on things like economic growth by way of tax cuts and corporations. And it could also be quite globally disruptive from a tariff perspective, given his desire to increase tariffs on imports from the likes of China and Europe. So, yeah, overall, it is quite important, I think, for the markets going forward.
And as we look at the JSE today, as we nudge towards the close, it's down by about 0.8%. Was that kind of in line with your expectation?
Yeah, so I think the Trump win hasn't been too favorable for emerging markets in general, you know, just given the political stances that he has and the economic stance on increasing these tariffs. What it basically means is it could result in things like trade wars, more geopolitical volatility. And of course, that's not good for your emerging markets that are generally seen as riskier. And I think that's sort of driving a bit of a sell-off that we're seeing on the JSE today.
Now, gold bullion is down by over 1% today, Fahima. And if I look at the losers on the JSE today, Sibanye leading the losses, down by 6.2%, but Harmony is there as well. Again, this is expected, but why has gold taken such a beating, given that one assumes in times of uncertainty it's normally a haven?
So I think it's just basically on the back of this stronger dollar. So given Trump's, views on tariff hikes and also on the tax cuts, it's quite likely to result in the U.S. fiscal deficit increasing. And it's also likely to have an inflationary impact in the long term. So that's basically pushing up the U.S.'s treasury yields over the long term. And that's having a positive impact on the dollar. So it's resulting in a strengthening in the dollar. And of course, you know, the stronger dollar is resulting in our rand weakening. And overall, I think that's just basically what's having an impact on gold as well, given that it's now just more expensive in terms of dollar terms.
I mean, the rand has taken a bit of a knock today, and it's down about 2% at one point, just over, back, recovered a little bit at 17.70 to the dollar, but a previous close of 17.38, that's down by about 1.8%.
Yes, exactly. And like I said, you know, it's just on the back of, I think, this Trump win and the market's expectations that he would win, which has just resulted in that dollar strengthening just on the back of those higher yields in the long term. That's basically what's driving that weaker rand today.
And Fahima, what about the bond market?
Yeah, so on the bond market, I think it's a similar thing. We are seeing, like I said, the yields moving a bit higher on the back of this Trump win. Markets are expecting the U.S. Fiscal deficit to increase on the back of these tax cuts. Yeah, so in the long term, I mean, the higher yields are likely to see the dollar strengthen, but of course, it's not sustainable to have such large fiscal deficits. So at some point, I mean, it's something that will have to be addressed, given that the debt service costs are just becoming so unsustainably high in the US.
Now, Fahima, the tariff debate aside, are there specific sectors of the South African economy that might benefit from the new Trump administration?
So I think that his policies are quite focused on protecting US companies in particular. But at the same time, the U.S. is still dependent on South Africa for our critical metals, especially those that will be needed in that green transition, such as your PGMs. There's also going to be quite a lot of focus, it seems, on infrastructure development and growth in the U.S. So the construction sector there will also require some of the commodities that we provide. And given, you know, the increase in tariffs that they're expecting to put on Chinese imports, I think we could also benefit, given that they might move away from importing from China. And instead, you know, South Africa could then make up for some of those commodity exports. So yes, overall, I think the main sector that will probably benefit for us will be our mining sector, that can just benefit from, you know, just the general growth in the U.S. economy that's expected to come, and hopefully in the rebound in the commodity cycle.
Inevitably, there's going to be a change in U.S. tax policy. How would we in this country need to be looking at that?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm not a tax expert, but I think the companies operating in our country, despite having, you know, a global presence and perhaps lower global tax rates that they have to pay in the U.S., would still be responsible for paying our local tax rates on revenue earned here. So I don't think it's going to have too much of an impact in terms of South Africa's ability to meet our revenue collection from a tax point of view.
And just finally then, how should South African investors, in your opinion, be preparing themselves for this fairly dramatic sea change that we've witnessed over the past couple of hours?
So I think for South African investors, the big sector to watch here would probably be the mining sector. General growth in the U.S. will be supportive for that. And I think we can also benefit, like I said, if there are more trade wars that emerge from Trump winning with China in terms of making up for some of the commodity supply that China does maybe provide to the U.S. at the moment. And it's just, yeah, benefiting from that turn in the commodity cycle and just being ready for that.
Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed. Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.